I can't wait to get dirty. Real dirty, baby. No holds barred with Bill being a show. Wanna get filthy right now. Welcome to No Holds Barred with Bill Benis. I am your host, Bill Benis. I'm an 18-year veteran, taking the last 16 years off. And Big Underscore Bane is here with me,
yep,
as usual.
Yep.
My tag team partner of the world, Big Underscore Bane. How are you doing today?
Bill, you know, I'm doing just fine. You know, I mean, I've actually had a pretty good day. A lot of things have really been going good for me.
That's just fantastic there, Bane. I'm really glad to hear it. If you could just keep it down over there.
Yep.
Okay. I didn't need your whole life story, Bane. Sheesh. You know, we got a show to do. You're over there flapping your gums. You know, like a tea time or something. It's not tea time over there, Bane.
Right. You asked.
I don't even know what you're trying to do over there. Hey, we got a good show for you guys today. We got a lot of stuff going. We even got a listener question. I haven't even seen it with Bane. You was over there. You said, hey, we got a listener question today. And I said, oh, who's it from? You said, it's a surprise. Didn't you there, Bane?
Yep.
Yeah, and
that's what I said.
You know, so I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Bill Benis loves him some surprises. So I'm gonna get shocked. It's gonna be shocking. I can tell you that much.
It's not gonna be shocking.
No, it's not gonna be shocking.
It's just a Mises normal question.
What is it? I mean, what is it gonna be though? Is it gonna be like? Is it gonna be intriguing? Is it gonna change my point of view? Going to enlighten me? Is it gonna flip my world upside down there, Bane? Because if not, then what are we even doing this for? Because that's what you got to ask yourself is what are we even doing this for if it's not going to, you know, flip my world upside down?
It's just a question, Bill.
Okay. That's really all I'm trying to ask is if it's going to be a good question. If it's not going to be a good question, then what are we even doing it for?
I mean, it's just a question. I mean, that's kind of part of the show is people send in questions to
I understand that.
You,
yeah.
You know, the 18-year veteran and people send in questions. And so this person sent in a question, so that's that's pretty much it.
I understand, Bane, but what I'm just trying to figure it out, you know. I mean, you're not giving me nothing over there.
It's
neither here nor there. We got a great show for you guys today, and I think it's gonna be great as long as we can get Kevin to do some good around there. You know what I'm talking about, there, Bane?
Yeah.
Over there with his stupid glasses, zits all over his face. Hey, Kevin. Getting a little bit hungry over here. You know what time it is. Hey, Bane, you want to know something funny?
What's that?
I suckered him into a contract, too.
You did what? You can't be doing that. That's not funny. Why are you laughing about that? You can't just suckering people into contracts,
funny.
Bill.
You can't tell me that's not funny. So now, Kevin works for me.
That's not right.
Kevin works for all Bill Benis over here. And now, Kevin, you got to do whatever I want, whenever I want.
Oh,
you understand me?
God.
Huh? I'm hungry for meatloaf, Kevin.
This is not comical. This is not... I don't...
Oh, this is going to be good. At least 7 seasons worth. You're stuck with me, pal.
This is like
you're
morally
You're
going to
be doing
wrong.
My dirty work all the time. That's right. I got Kevin as a personal chauffeur. A butler, a cook, but I don't trust him in the kitchen, so he's just going to be a driver that goes down the road. Go back to Mama Mariana's and get me a meatloaf. That's right. Special of the day, pal. I want a meatloaf. Right. Bane, you want anything? He's under contract now, so he can do whatever I tell him to. So are you hungry?
Well, I mean, if he's under contract, I mean, geez, might as well. I'll get a meatloaf, too.
Hey, get back a couple slices of that there meatloaf, too. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead there, Kevin.
I'm stuck with you, pal.
Son of a gun. Get out of here, you little scamp. Go get me some meatloaf. All right. Hey, it's all good times over here. No, it's Bob Bill with Bill Benis.
You're ruining people's lives.
This is good times,
Bill.
I'm going to have I'm going to have everybody under contract for too long. This is going to be my studio before too long, Dad Bain. Gonna rename this the Big Old Bill Bainus House. That's what we're going to name this.
That's a bad name.
This place. And then I'm just going to bring my bed. I'm going to park my car, unload it, put all my stuff in here. Then it's going to be the house of Bill Bainus.
Okay, well,
it's going to be good times.
Ruined it.
Anyway, Ben, you said we got an audio question. Little listener question. Right? So why don't you go ahead and play that for me? Because I'm a little bit curious to hear it, Dad Bain. I'm a little bit curious.
All right. Well,
so why don't you go ahead?
Here it is.
All right, well, Bill Bainus, that is.
Oh, my God.
Bain, of course. And I guess Kevin.
Keep it down.
This is Brian Breaker, and I had a question for you, Bill Bainus.
Don't say our Breaker.
Big son of a. Here's what that question is there, pal.
Did you get the like button?
You always talk about
shut up.
Global Wrestling Extreme and all the finger quotes superstars that are a part, or at least were a part, of Global Wrestling Extreme. Shit. Here's my question.
Stop talking over.
You've got Ricky the Roper Rex.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Superman Steve. Pyro.
Lots of guys.
And then there's Bill Bainus. Where's the nickname, man? Where's the creativity? How come it's not like the Brutalizer Bill Bainus? I don't know. Just, I need to know.
I tell you what, Bain. Breaker just doing whatever he can to get on the old Bill Bainus show.
What are you talking
just
about?
Asking like, jeez.
What are you talking about? No, he's
he
not.
He just keeps trying to just shove his way into the show.
He was asking.
You're not
a
part of this show, Breaker.
He was. He
okay.
Knew, he was asking.
This
a question.
Is Bill Bainus and Bane show, and soon it's gonna be the Bill Bainus and Bane Power Hour since you just up and left.
He didn't leave, and that's not gonna happen.
We're gonna take over the whole podcasting syndicate.
No, no, we're
don't
not.
Even act like we won't do it, Dad Breaker.
I did. This but, is not happening, Bill. What are you talking about? He didn't.
Bane, I got. He just shush.
He didn't.
I got
leave.
It.
Okay.
All right. Bill Bainus to take care of it.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to. You don't have to stand up for me.
I'm not.
You don't have to. You know, have my back. I got it.
I'm not.
Okay. I can handle all Brian Breaker. Don't you worry about that.
Well, it's just what you're saying is not factual at all. Like, none of that's happening. He didn't.
All right.
Leave.
Well,
he just
what?
None of that, like it's
settle down over there.
Right.
To answer the question. Okay. The question's really just as simple as this. You know. Yeah, we had, for one, you don't have to put air quotes because they were superstars, okay? Let me just tell you, they were superstars, okay? But the reason we had guys like Steve, Superman Steve, okay, Ricky the Roper Rex, we had Pyro, I mean, we had Pandemonium. I haven't even talked about a lot of these guys. We just haven't had enough time on the shows.
We've had plenty
but,
of time.
I mean, we have plenty of guys, yeah, and they have the little gimmicks. But whatever. The reason why, you know, you don't call me the Bruiser, Bill Bainus, the reason why the Basher, you know, the reason why you don't call me that stuff is because I'm the real deal. I mean, how many times do I got to tell you that, Breaker? I'm the real deal, okay?
Oh, man.
That's why they call me the real deal Bill Bainus.
They don't call you that.
What you see is what you get. No gimmicks needed. For old Bill Bainus. That's the thing.
They don't call him.
There ain't no gimmicks needed.
Nobody
for old Bill Bainus.
No.
I got my luxurious haircut. I got this beautiful goatee. What do I need a gimmick for? I'm Bill Bainus. I'm an 18-year veteran. Okay? No gimmicks needed for old Bill Bainus. That's the thing. I'm the real deal.
Got it.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Steve, Superman, Steve, Pandemonium, Ricky the Roper X, Pyro, all them guys, they were the real deal too. But I was the only real, real deal, okay?
You can't forget about the Potpourri crew.
That's right, the Potpourri crew too, they were the real deal.
Yep.
But old Bill Bainus, that's just it.
So they called you the real deal because you've been telling me they haven't.
No, I'm not saying they called me the real deal, Bill Bainus.
Kayfabe.
I'm saying I'm the real deal, Bill Bainus.
I still don't
what you see is what you get, Bane. That's what I'm saying.
I don't understand, but whatever.
But I mean, there's a plan. You could. I mean, this leads to a whole other thing. I mean, you got your gimmicks over there in WWE. I'm sorry, Breaker, that I wasn't named the Griffin, Bill Bainus. You know,
that'd be bad.
I'm sorry that I wasn't named the ice chest, Bill Venus. You know, I'm sorry I didn't have a gimmick. You know, to appease your mind. I'm sorry about that, but I'm the real deal, baby. That's all there is to it.
Well, I don't think it's.
No. Hey, Bane. I don't need your silly little input on this. Okay. Because here's the thing, is you know we're about at that time where we gotta take a break. You know, I gotta find out what Kevin is. You know, the newly contracted Kevin.
Okay. Yep.
And I'm getting a little perturbed because the meatloaf is already pre-cooked. That's the thing. You just go there, you pick it up.
Yeah, I understand.
Should have been back by now.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. We're gonna take a break. I'm gonna get on the horn, be like, hey, Kevin, where you at for my food? Let him know. If he doesn't come back, he's going to get the old bionic backhand. Bada bing, bada boom. I want my meatloaf. Hurry up and get it to me now, Kevin.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's go ahead and take a little break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
And then we can continue this discussion. Okay, Bane?
Yep.
Let's go to break. Welcome back to No Holds Barred with Bill Benis. Well, I am the host, Bill Benis. I'm an 18-year veteran taking the last 16 years off. And, Ben, we were discussing how ridiculous of a question that was from old Brian Breaker.
That is.
Talking about how he wanted me to be called the Icebox, Bill Benis.
That's not what he said at all.
And I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I don't even like ice that much.
That's not what he said.
I like my sweet tea the way every other guy does. Warm.
You drink yours warm? That sounds disgusting.
You don't drink your sweet tea warm?
No, I drink it over ice like a normal
person.
You
drink it over ice? Are you stupid or something over there, Bane?
No, I am not.
With the trucker hat?
Nope.
With your own logo on it?
Well,
that's rule number one in pro wrestling. You don't wear your own merchandise.
I don't think that is rule number one, actually.
Well, that's the way we did it in Global Wrestling Extreme. If you wanted to wear a t-shirt, you made sure it wasn't yours.
That doesn't make any sense. How is anybody going to know what your shirts are?
I always came to the ring wearing somebody else's t-shirt.
Okay.
Depending on the night, I'd come out wearing Pyro's shirt. I'd come out wearing the Potpourri Kid's shirt. I'd come out wearing, you know, the Pandemonium. I mean, you never knew. You never knew what shirt I'd be wearing. I'd be wearing tons of shirts. The thing is that's rule number one in pro wrestling. You never wear your own gimmicks.
That doesn't make any sense. How are they going to know what merchandise is yours? How are they going to know to buy your merchandise?
And they would go to the merchandise stand.
Okay, but why wouldn't you promote that? Why wouldn't you wear like your shirt to the ring and be like, hey, look at my new shirt?
There's so much about pro wrestling you just don't know. Okay?
I guess
so. There is so much that you just don't know.
I guess that's
true. Good grief. This is a smart man's podcast, Bane. And you just don't know nothing over there.
All right.
Goodness gracious. Anyway, back to the basics, okay? We were talking about gimmicks. You know, there was plenty of gimmicks back in the day. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, you look at it now, I'm really kind of a trendsetter. You know? I go out there, and I said, you know, hey, old Big Chief said, hey, what's your name, kid? I said, well, my name's Bill Benis. And he said, Bill Benis doesn't really sound too good as a wrestling name. And I said, well, I'm the real deal, Daddy.
You called him Daddy?
Well, at the time, Daddy didn't mean a weird thing that's all over the internets now. Daddy meant something else. You know, it's just kind of what you said back in the day.
Oh, okay.
But I said, I'm the real deal. Uh-huh. I'm Bill Benis.
Yeah?
My name is Bill Benis. I'm going to keep Bill Benis as my name as we go out. And he said, I like your fire, kid. And I said, darn tootin' you do. And so that's how I kept the name. And the thing is, I was kind of a trendsetter because now you look at the pro wrestling landscape. You know, we don't have the dumpsters. We don't have the Van Hammonators and things of that nature. No,
I don't know either.
We got you, Dolph Ziggler's. You know, we got you, Seth Rollins and the Cody Rhodes. And the things of that nature. We got all kinds of stuff like that. I was a trendsetter. I was the first to ever do it. You know, even your Steve Austin's. You know, he wasn't just Steve Austin. No, he was Stone Cold. He had to have that super cold, icy gimmick, you know, where he'd come out to the ring wearing his fanny pack, and he'd throw ice to the crowd, say, oh, now you're Stone Cold too. And
I don't think that ever happened.
You're talking about that's exactly what he did.
Not once. I don't think that ever happened. He never came out to the ring like that.
You're telling me he never came out to the ring with a fanny pack throwing ice to the people?
No, he was not like that at all.
I think you're full of crap, Bane. I think you are full of crap, because why else would he call himself Stone Cold? Okay? If he did go out there and throw ice cubes out to the people.
Because he had a cold personality. Why would he throw ice to the people?
That I don't know. The arenas sense. Get hot. You ever been under them bright lights there, Bane? It gets a little toasty.
Okay.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
Okay? Plenty of gimmicks. Plenty. Even The Rock. The Rock? Really? And what's the deal? You got The Rock and The Stone? I mean, come on. Stone Cold and The Rock. Like, what's with that? At least our gimmicks were different. You know? You never saw Ricky the Roper and Johnny the Cowboy. Actually, we did have a Johnny the Cowboy, but he was only there for a couple of weeks. It didn't really last very long. He had a bit of an attitude problem, so it kicked him to the curb.
Yep, I understand.
Said, see you later, Johnny the Cowboy.
Okay.
Well, we said, F you and the horse you rode in on. Because he actually came in on a horse. He was a cowboy, you
I
see.
Understand.
That was the truth. That was a surefire shoot.
All right, well, just from the story that you just told, it sounds a little fabricated.
You don't tell me.
All right. I mean, it's... Anyway, to get back to the point, I mean, yeah, there were a lot of gimmicks back in the day. Actually, WWF went through a time period where it was like nothing but gimmicks. Even some of the legendary guys like Kevin Nash had a gimmick called Diesel in WWF.
Oh, yeah.
Had,
no kidding.
Vinny Vegas and Oz in WCW. I mean, he had quite a few gimmicks.
no kidding.
I mean, but even, you know, you're talking about today, how they have, you know, real, quote unquote, real names. I mean, but even, you know, you got Roman Reigns. He's the big dog.
Sure. Sure.
Braun Strowman is the monster among men.
I understand.
Even Brock Lesnar is the beast. It's common, even not even just in pro wrestling, but even in UFC. I mean, it's common to have a nickname to accompany your name just as kind of almost a descriptor, not necessarily a quote-unquote gimmick. You don't have to be like the plumber Bill Venus, but just as a descriptor, like... I mean, Ricky the Roper Rex. I mean, you
hey,
assume
know what?
That
you know
to
what,
be
Bane?
A
you keep Ricky's
gimmick,
name out of your mouth.
But you don't.
Hey, you keep Ricky's name. You keep Ricky's name out of your mouth, Bane.
Okay, well, I'm not trying to be rude to Ricky.
Well, it kind of sounds
like
you.
Ricky.
Well, it sounds
but
like y'all.
It's not necessarily meaning you have to have a gimmick. It's more of a descriptor of you. You know, as a way to. Kind of help describe your persona, who you are, your in-ring style, that sort of thing.
Well, that to me sounds like a load of crap, okay?
Okay.
I don't think that's the way it needs to be, because, I mean, do you have a nickname for Arn Anderson, huh? Do you? No, you don't.
Well,
you don't. He's Arn Anderson. Just like me,
they called him double
I'm Bill Venus.
They called him Double A.
The two A's. And the two B's.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm Double B. That's what you can call me from now on. You can call me Double B there, Bane.
I'm not going to do that.
All right?
Nope.
Here's the thing. I don't need no stinking gimmick. I'm the real deal. All right? You go run and tell Brian Breger that. If he wants to ask any more questions about why I'm the real deal, he can come see my left and right fist. Because that's the power couple, baby.
I think he's challenging you, Breaker.
Oscar Applebaum and John Carrington.
Did you just kiss your fists?
Two fists. Right here for your face. I'm telling you, man, nobody wants to step to old...
You just, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you're darn right. Nobody's going to step to old Bill Venus. I can tell you that much. With these two, you know, hounds of glory... Right here, hanging off of my forearms.
Okay.
They will come at you and rain down a thunder you've never felt before in your life, pal.
Yeah.
You don't even want to get toe-to-toe with the real deal.
All right.
That's the cold hard truth of the matter there, Bane. All right, and that's why I don't need no stinking gimmick. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't need no stinking nickname. And that's why you're full of crap. All right, that Bane?
Okay.
Yeah, you're darn tootin'. You're darn tootin'. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, look what we got here. Right on time, right on cue. That's why we always should have done a contract in the very beginning. Because right on cue, there's that stupid-looking Kevin.
Yeah.
With my meatloaf.
Yeah.
You know what that means there, Bane? It's time to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Wrap it up like it's a Christmas gift on Sunday morning.
I have no idea what that means.
If you don't know what that means, then you better hit the history books there, Bane. So let's wrap it up. You got it all queued up over there, Bane?
Got it queued up over here.
Well, go ahead. Go ahead and hit that music there, Bane.
All right.
All right, thank you all for joining me on No Holds Barred with Bill Benis, where I'm the host, Bill Benis, an 18-year veteran, taking the last 16 years off. And I'm going to go have me some meatloaf with my new contracted assistant. Oh, Kevin, I bet you feel like a stupid face right now. Over there with your glasses. You're stuck, pal. You and Bane both, you're just stuck. So, Bane, on my cue, go ahead and say bye to the people.
Right,
not yet. Nah.
Bye, people.
All right, we'll see y'all down the road.
That's
my saying. I don't give a hoot. What a fantastic episode that was. Hey, Bill Venus here. If you enjoyed that, why don't you head on down to the podcast station and give us a little 5-star review? I know you want to. And if you don't, tell me why not. Actually, don't, because I have... you know, sentimental feelings, and I'd rather not be upset today. My therapist says I need to not be upset all the time, focus on the good things. But hey, even if you're feeling generous, go ahead and leave us a 5-star review anyway. Just tell me in the comments why you don't like Kevin and Bane so much. And then I'll fix it. I'll fix them right up. Don't you worry about me. I'll fix them right up. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. 5-star review. Good comments. See you later.